The IMF is familiar with unwelcome edicts. Its job as the world's lender of last resort often involves demanding reform. But its staff may be discovering the unpleasantness of being on the receiving end. Kristalina Georgieva, the fund's boss, is reorganising the institution. Ms. Georgieva took over as the IMF's managing director in October 2019 on a wave of good publicity. As the first boss from an emerging market, she regaled audiences with her own experiences of an IMF programme. In the 1990s, she saw a hyperinflation in Bulgaria wipe out her mother's savings in a week. She arrived with a reputation for being able to manage large bureaucracies, having previously been chief executive officer of the World Bank. A few months in, she has managed two senior deputies out. On February 7th, she announced that David Lipton, the first deputy managing director, and Carla Grasso, another deputy managing director, would leave at the end of the month. Mr. Lipton's reputation for diligence and technical expertise meant that the news of his early exit, his term had been due to end in August 2021, was not well received by staffers old and new. A rumour swirled that his departure was a ploy by President Donald Trump's administration to choose his successor. By convention, America appoints the first managing director. In fact, it seems that Mr. Lipton's departure was Ms. Georgieva's doing. Her predecessor, Christine Lagarde, had been content to be the IMF's public face while Mr. Lipton handled much of the day-to-day management. Ms. Georgieva, though, is a more hands-on manager, making Mr. Lipton's role, as currently defined, redundant. And so he went. Ms. Grasso, whose renewed term had started only 5 days before her departure was announced, is leaving partly because her job is, unusually, one for which Ms. Georgieva can pick a successor. That would allow her to nominate someone to help realise her vision for the fund, which includes doing more to help fragile states and tackling climate change.